And at 4:20,
Dave,
it is trifecta time. Time for us to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in the three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Where are we, Deej?
Closed out room 403 last week with Johnny Gaudreau, James Earl Jones, and Frank Beverly. So room 404 starts today.
All right. Do we have Donnie Dew, our Chief Justice here on the trifecta?
And you know this.
Hi, Donnie.
Hello, fellas.
Now, without Corby and Lando, we have a odd number of five here. So instead of seven, our Supreme Court is down to five, but we still need that odd number. So, Will, we apologize, but an even number, would it make sense in our courtroom here? So
he's probably not listening anyway.
I bet you he's listening now that I've insulted him and his family by calling him Michael. All right. Donnie, I don't know if you've heard this, but we lost Mercury Morris last week, or actually just over the weekend, right?
I did hear it, yes.
Let me ask you this Mercury Morris question. Were you on the show when we talked to him at the Super Bowl, me and Dan?
I don't remember, so I'm going to say no.
I feel like I have no idea which Super Bowl that was. I know we've talked to him because I feel like Dan had one of those Dan moments where he couldn't... He was curious what he would have been like on cocaine or something along those lines. But Mercury Morris had a post-playing days dalliance with cocaine. Enough that put him in prison. So I don't mean to start there, and I don't mean to affect the voters in any way. But let's get into it. Mercury Morris died at the age of 77 a couple days ago. He was a famous running back. His name, Eugene Morris, nicknamed Mercury, and he played for the Miami Dolphins after going to West Texas State. Now, where do we find West Texas State? Do you guys have any idea where that is located? Nobody? Canyon, Texas.
Doesn't help me.
That doesn't help me either.
They were... Fine division mates, conference mates of Texas A&M Commerce, East Texas State.
Okay. Well, you know who else went there? Somebody I think we just put into a trifecta. Dwayne Thomas was also West Texas State or West Texas A&M at the time, whatever it was. Anyway, Mercury Morris went there, and in 1969, he was a third-round draft pick of the Miami Dolphins, pick number 63. And over the course of his time with the Dolphins, about six seasons, maybe seven, the Dolphins were unbelievable. They were a team that, of course, in 1972 had the perfect season. But in 1971, they went to the Super Bowl. In 1971, he was a Pro Bowler, mostly for kick returns. And they went to the Super Bowl before losing to the Dallas Cowboys for the first Super Bowl in Cowboys history. First Super Bowl victory, the Battle of New Orleans, the 24-3 win for the Cowboys over the Dolphins. Well, coming back the next season, he and Larry Zonka were both 1,000-yard rushers in the perfect 1972 season, where the Miami Dolphins never lost a single game. That year, Mercury Morris led the NFL in touchdowns with 12 and also, like I said, had 1,000 yards and also went back to the Pro Bowl. The following year, in 1973, he fell just short of 1,000 yards but led the NFL in yards per carry, 6.4.
Wow, we'd kill for that.
And yards per touch, 6.6, and went to the Pro Bowl again. So this was a pretty salty football player in a run-based offense that had a couple nice runners between Larry Zonka, Jim Kick, and Mercury Morris. But Morris, of course, was the one who brought the juice. And he led the league in rushing, led the league in kickoff returns in 1969. He was a first-team All-American at West Texas State and then was inducted into the Dolphins Walk of Fame, which I don't know if that's their Ring of Honor, but it probably is, and he was inducted there in 2013. After his career, as we indicated a little earlier, he had the unfortunate felony drug trafficking charges where he was convicted. And after three and a half, I believe he was convicted to a 15-year sentence. But after 3.5 years, it was overturned by the Florida Supreme Court because evidence he had offered to prove his entrapment defense had been excluded and mistaken as hearsay. He was granted a new trial, and in that trial, he reached a plea bargain, resulting in the release on time served. He later appeared in an anti-cocaine PSA where he talked about his time in prison, became a motivational speaker, and eventually did hair transplant commercials with Wade Boggs, and then lived out his years before passing away last week. So in the end, his career was shortened with injuries, but three straight Pro Bowls on three straight Miami Dolphins teams that went to three straight Super Bowls, and guest of Bad Radio, and, you know, I think he's worthy, but I'm only one vote. I'm only the presenter. So Mercury Morris, in or out? Donnie.
Just looking at this, I feel I need to watch The Black Six, the movie he was in 74, if it's alongside other football stars of the day.
Yeah, I forgot to mention his status in the blaxploitation film genre.
I see, looking at the movie cover of this, I almost want to say yes just because of that, because he's six times tougher than Shaft and six times rougher than Superfly. Okay, I'm watching this.
Well, they got some.
Can I reserve my vote until I watch this?
I would prefer a vote soon, but may I offer you the plot line of the Black Six?
Please, I need it.
An African American veteran of the Vietnam War returns home to find that his brother has been killed. The killing was done by a white supremacist motorcycle gang led by Ben Davidson, the Raiders great.
Always them.
Who objected to the fact that Howard had been dating Thor's sister. Thor was Ben Davidson's character. Washington and his motorcycle gang, known as the Black Six, vow to avenge his brother's death, and hilarity ensues. The film concludes with the caption, "Honky, look out. Hassle a brother, and the Black Six will return."
Okay, I'm going to need that. Get that, Ham.
That drop of
one. Yeah.
yeah, but you saying that, I definitely need that.
Boy, the Black Six, Gene Washington, Lem Barney, Mercury Morris, Mean Joe Green, Willie Lanier, and Carl Eller. What a star-studded NFL cast. This movie looks great.
He made that movie, he's in, because he made the Black Six. Remember, the Black Six, they're always going to be a part of it. Give me, I say yes.
It's like the NFL Hall of Fame made a blaxploitation movie. Dave, honky, look out. Hassle a brother, and the Black Six will return.
My goodness, Bob.
I mean, as a child of the 70s, I know the name. I'm going to say in.
Okay.
In the trifecta.
Jeez.
We get it.
Thank you.
Deej.
Can I vote the player in and Bob's pronunciation of his name out?
Mercury.
How would you say it?
Mercury. You're saying Mercury. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, maybe the segment is actually about my ability to pronounce his name properly.
Well, it's part of it.
Ham.
No.
Based on
evidence that you provided.
All right, it's 4-1. Mercury Morris is in the trifecta. Donnie, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And yes, I am a member of the Black Six now. I'm going to get a shirt that says that.
Can I be in the Black Six?
No, you cannot.
Honky, look out.
Not after saying his name like that. You can't.
I'm willing to say honky, though. Honky, look out. All right.
Man, send that to me, Ham, please.
We're going to talk baseball next, Donnie, so get by our radio.
Oh, I'm staying on because I got things to say.
Okay, good. That's next.